Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on, boy, the year is disappearing, isn't it? November 26th, 2017. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report / Trump Phenomenon program, sort of a combined program. 6 days a week. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 to 9 Central Time for me here in North Dakota. And on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's our new schedule. I like a two-hour show better than a three-hour show. So I like it all around. And you are part of the show every day. It's always live. I don't know if we've ever had... there have been a couple rebroadcast shows. You heard them on Thanksgiving, actually. The staff got some thanks to the staff when they got Thanksgiving off. So you'll hear a rebroadcast show once in a while on that rare occasion that the Republic Broadcasting staff gets some time with their families and away from their dedicated work at Republic Broadcasting Network. So I hope you heard a good show on Thursday and Friday. We did some rebroadcast of this show, and I hope the engineer picked a couple of winners. We don't have any losers, do we? Ah, no. I think we probably have had a couple of shows that were losers. I don't recall one that was a real, true loser, but some shows really sparkle, some shows less. Let's have a winner today, and you're invited to be part of that at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you know, we're building up a stable of some really good callers like Alan and other folks. You'll know who you are by the compliments I give you. I mean, your calls are so good. It really adds to the show. So if you're one of those folks out there who has really enhanced this show with your calls, please don't be shy about calling in often. It really is something. It's part of the fun of live talk radio is your presence. When you start to speak, I have no idea what you're going to talk about. And it's always, well, boy, am I exaggerating? It's almost always interesting. And even the calls that go a little bit haywire, and some of the calls that are a little bit hostile, you know, those have turned out to have been some of the best calls as well, because we air some things that need to be aired. You know, I enjoy the on the air combat in some of those calls. So you know, you don't have to be a cheerleader to call this show, but please be coherent, have something to say that the audience is going to be interested in, not just you. Well, here we go. Let's start out with something here. I'm soloing right now in today's show. So the here's the top story on Breitbart right now. I just typed it in. Conyers kicked to the curb. I like that. He steps down from his judiciary post amid sexual misconduct controversy. And let's see if we could. He needs to do some more stepping down than that. Representative John Conyers, African-American Democrat from Michigan, announced Sunday, today, he will be stepping down as ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. The move comes after it surfaced that he had paid a former staffer a settlement after she claimed she was fired for rebuffing Conyers' sexual advances. And then here's his statement. You know, this is going to be a lot of hot air in here. After careful consideration, right, and in light of the attention drawn by recent allegations made against me, I have notified the Democratic leader of my request to step aside as ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee during the investigation of these matters. Oh, he's only during the investigation. So does he actually think he's going to get his position back? The longest serving member of the House, I didn't know that, has denied the claims against him. I deny these allegations, many of which were raised by documents reportedly paid for by a partisan blogger. I very much look forward to vindicating myself and my family before the House Committee on Ethics, Conyers said. Let's see, skip down, see if there's anything more here that's not just hot air. Of course, now what's the most incriminating thing, folks? BuzzFeed broke the story last week. This is what elevates this above a he said, she said story. That Conyers' office had paid an accuser $27,000 to settle a complaint that she had been fired after refusing his sexual advances. That's a pretty good check. The settlement using taxpayer funds, that's where it really starts to sting additionally, was reached outside of the formal reporting mechanism for sexual harassment claims, the Office of Compliance. We'll come back to this report in a bit, but this reminds me of another such story. And finally, hallelujah, finally, after all these years, 30 years, is it? We're finally getting people to admit what the horn dog rapist abuser Bill Clinton had been up to all those years in Arkansas and in the White House and since. This reminds me of somebody with a better memory than mine out there. Do you remember who was it talking about paying people off, paying for their silence? Bill Clinton paid off. I don't even know. He paid off. Was it Paula Jones? $850,000? And still denying that he'd had any sexual relation as a married man with this person. I think it was Paula Jones. He, I believe, later admitted that he'd had a relationship for 12 years. But the media throughout all of this, this is what's changed so wonderfully. The left-wing enemy media has, through all these years, given all of this a wink-wink. Boys will be boys. Big deal. So what? To all of these sexcapades by people like Bill Clinton. And rape, which is not a sexcapade. It's rape. That occurred, was it Catherine? It's been a few years. Was her name Catherine or Kathleen Willey, who said she was raped inside the White House by President Clinton? Now, a little bit, it's been a few years, 30 years on some of these things, but thank goodness this is now coming unglued, and the people who are taking it in the nose are the Democrats. A few bad actors among the Republicans in this regard, but boy, the Democrats are loaded with the Harvey Weinsteins, the Anthony Wieners, Democrats. As Breitbart News reported, the Office of Compliance, what a stupid euphemistic name for that, Office of Compliance. It's the Office to Tamp Down Sex Crimes is what it is, showed that between 1997 and 2017, so that's 20 years, some $17 million was handed out as settlements to individuals who filed a variety of charges against members of Congress and their staff, including sexual harassment claims. And the statistics on payments are not further broken down into specific claims. And then, of course, what the best and the brightest in the House and Senate are demanding is, let's make it all public. Let's find out. Show us the books. Show us the names. And you know, people like Laura Ingraham are making a very loud noise on television. Let's get the names out. So that's a great story to start out with here. John Conyers eating dirt. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, basically a communist, I guess you could say. Here's a next story. Pelosi flailing. This sounds like a good one. This is written by Pam Key on Breitbart. Pelosi flailing, I like that. She defends Clinton. Which one? Or both, I guess. Conyers, Franken. She attacks Trump and calls Moore a child molester. Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi defended, so this is today, former President Bill Clinton, Senator Al Franken, Democrat of Minnesota, and Representative John Conyers against allegations of sexual misconduct while attacking President Donald Trump and Alabama GOP U.S. Senate hopeful Roy Moore. And I hope in today's show we'll find out what the latest polls tell us about Roy Moore winning in just a few days, 2 weeks, December 12th. On Clinton, Pelosi said, oh, you know, what garbage this is. I think it is a generational change. Oh, come on, Nancy. It's a generational change? Right. Let me say, the concerns we had then was that they were impeaching the President of the United States and for something that had nothing to do with the performance of his duties. Really? Really, Nancy? Really? Under the desk there in the Oval Office has nothing to do with the performance of his duties? And trying to take him out for that reason. It didn't affect the prestige and the respect accorded the United States to know that a staff underling totally dependent on the president is under his desk, President Kennedy's desk of all desks, the HMS Resolute desk carved from the timbers of that great British warship, the Resolute. No, it didn't affect our standing in the world or the security and the well-being of America to know that our president is this kind of a weirdo, a criminal. Then on Conyers, here's what the brilliant Nancy Pelosi had to say. We are strengthened by due process just because someone is accused. And is it one accusation or two? He has done a great deal to protect women. The fact is, as John, that's Conyers, reviews his case, I believe he will do the right thing. Oh, she can only find nice things to say about the worst of the Democrats. And then on Franken, here's what she had to say this morning on what network was it on? Meet the Press. What network is that? NBC. She said, I don't believe you can equate Senator Franken with Roy Moore. It's two different things. Pelosi called Roy Moore a child molester. We'll get to that in a second. Remember, Al Franken is not allegations, it's facts. Admitted facts by this clown, Al Franken. Roy Moore, as Donald Trump said, he totally denies. There's no admitted anything. There are no facts. And the only little shred, well, it wouldn't be a little shred if it were real. The only shred of physical evidence, and that's what carries the day in a court of law, folks, not somebody getting up in the box after having been paid, let's say, $100,000 and saying, this guy did this. He said, she said. That's worth, George Soros offers you $100,000 to do that, or somebody with money from Soros, or one of his buddies. There are a lot of people that would say anything for a lot of money. And I'm sure that's what's happened in Alabama. The only physical shred of evidence, the yearbook. Have we heard about the yearbook in last week, folks? Gloria Allred, where's the yearbook? Where are you, as a matter of fact? Gloria Allred's disappeared. She's under a rock somewhere out in L.A. She drags out the yearbook in her opening shot at Roy Moore, which she thought would work. Fortunately, it didn't work. The people of Alabama aren't buying the Gloria Allreds of the world. It's a fake. The yearbook is a fake. And Gloria Allred, it's a good time for you to be hiding, because you should lose your license to practice law anywhere in the United States. Permanently, you should be disbarred. That is a fraud on the entire judicial system by Gloria Allred, pulling out a fake document, a forged document with which she intends to change the course of a United States senatorial election. Let's think about that. Is that just disbarment, or is that also a felony accompanied with imprisonment? I think that's the appropriate thing, isn't that? Am I wrong, Gloria? Where's the yearbook? Where's the yearbook? And the signature specialists have said, we can verify the ink in that supposed signature from Roy Moore in that woman's yearbook that he supposedly signs, "Love, Roy Moore." DA, copied by the forger from documents that say Roy Moore, and then they have the initials DA after them, which are not district attorney. He wasn't district attorney. He was deputy district attorney. He was never in the practice of putting DA or any initials behind his name. He signed Roy Moore, but his assistant, his office assistant, Delbra Adams, she initialed his signatures like a good staff person. And so that's the smoking gun on Gloria Allred. So let's go to the next story here. And as I say, where's the yearbook, Gloria? And left-wing media, MSNBC, why aren't you interviewing Gloria Allred? Why aren't you asking her? I mean, what does she have to do? She just has to take yearbook in a plastic bag or in some acid-free paper. I hope it's in a safe, because that's what the attorneys for Roy Moore did. They enjoined her. Well, they're not judges, but they did. They demanded in their filing, their communication to Gloria Allred, we demand that you put this yearbook in a safe place. We demand that you make no alterations, smudgings, or changes to this yearbook, because we want to see it. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Just an earthbound
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in.
Wish a Ford and a Chevy.
And let me just check my board here to see if check for any callers who might appear here. All right, engineer tells me no callers yet. And let me just expand my screen here to here we go. There we go. And the way I operate the show, folks, I'm surrounded by, I prefer 24-inch screens bigger would be too much and smaller is too little. I'm surrounded by, if you could visualize here, me here in my radio studio, I'm surrounded actually on three sides by 24-inch screens attached to powerful desktop computers. Each one's got his own computer. And so this really helps produce this show. If something locks up or grinds to a halt or slows down, I just switch computers, as I've done already in this show, actually a couple of times, actually here. And so that you're not at the mercy of that sort of thing. Here's a computer right here. I'm going to shut this one down right here. I'm just doing a hard shutdown on one of these computers. And I'm not even going to mess around to figure out, okay, what nasty thing in Windows knocked that one out, or Skype. And, you know, the sad thing, Skype's been purchased by Microsoft, so that does not portend well. But, boy, do we need Skype. So just cross your fingers, folks, that Microsoft doesn't mess up Skype, which is one of the most beautiful things that has come to us on the web. Here we go. All right. I kind of like this. I got computers all around me, some powering up, some carrying the stories that we're carrying right now on the show. And I've got a dedicated computer for this show, for your sound that you're hearing right now. Here's a great story. Steve Bannon has House Republicans looking over their shoulders for the 2018 election. And see what they have to say about that. Steve Bannon is telling people he's not coming after mainstream Republicans in the House the way he's targeting senators with anti-establishment disruptors in primaries. Many in the House are looking over their shoulders all the same. I can't read Mr. Bannon's mind, said North Carolina Representative Robert Pittenger, who could well be on the list. Back atop the right-wing media organization Breitbart News, now remember that phrase was written by a Breitbart reporter. and this is a staff report, just byline is, this is an AP story, sorry. This was not written by Breitbart. This was written by Associated Press, reported by Breitbart. Back atop the right-wing media organization Breitbart News, President Donald Trump's ousted strategist, and you notice they're using loaded language right there. He wasn't ousted. Donald Trump didn't say you're ousted. He resigned from his position as chief strategist to Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, you know, I very much appreciate the man and his work, and he stays in touch with Steve Bannon. But they put in the loaded ousted. We got a little break right here. We'll come right back to this story and others and your calls right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. And let me just check my caller board here one more time. The engineers are on the ball. I mean, I just speak the word, and an engineer is right there in my ear. You can't hear the engineer. But this is, you know, visualize, folks, when you ever saw a high-end radio studio. I did some interviews in Los Angeles. I was at KABC. I don't remember what station it was. I interviewed with live radio hosts out there. And, you're in a glass room. There are engineers outside through the glass, and they're waving at you and signaling and writing notes. They're also communicating to you through sound channels that you don't hear. And it's all, it really works well. And that's what RBN's got. And that's what you're getting with your support of Republic Broadcasting. John Stottmiller is building a real radio network. He's already built it, but now he's building it out. And it's the model Mike Rivero, you hear the promotional piece where Mike Rivero says the model that appears to work best for our cause is the listener contribution model. Exactly what PBS uses up here in North Dakota and Minnesota. It's the Minnesota Public Radio, NPR model, which raises many millions of dollars and keeps that fabulous network, which keeps our great classical music going, keeps it in the ears of our young people. It's disappearing from the garbage radio that we have. So that's the model that works. So just figure out, as Mike Rivero says, figure out what's it worth to you, how much have you learned, how much those of you that call in, you get a message out yourself. You're on the air. Tens of thousands of people are listening to you when you give out an important piece of information. What's it worth to you? And then just put that in an envelope and send it in, or go on the website and find a button whereby you can contribute to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And then you can also, and I can tell you, when you contribute to this show, that's what I do with all of the funds that come into this show. Every penny of them go into the network. So when you send any help to James Kelso at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721, every penny of what you send in will go to the Republic Broadcasting Network. So you're keeping this show alive, and you're keeping RBN alive in a twofer there. Here's the story. Steve Bannon talking, or this article in AP. The House is a different story so far than the Senate. The 435-member chamber is far larger than the 100-member Senate. So it would take huge sums for Bannon to reshape. It's also where Speaker Paul Ryan, Republican of Wisconsin, has steered bills erasing much of the Obama health law and cutting taxes. Conservatives such as Bannon may be able to tilt the House rightward simply by running primary candidates in open seats rather than battling normally well-funded Republican incumbents. Well, this is just, that's all. That's just speculation by AP. Oh, it's not speculation. That's their loaded language, actually. I so hate to read articles written by anybody other than our own people, like Breitbart. It's just always loaded. Let's just skip this AP article. I appreciate Breitbart running it, but I like their writing so much better. Here's why they ran it. House Republicans aren't completely convinced that Bannon's going to leave them alone, and potential primary challengers are feeling buoyed. One of them said, we've got to start draining the swamp. One of these primary challengers named Mark Harris, who is eyeing a rematch with this Representative Pittenger in North Carolina. He lost in 2016 by fewer than 200 votes. He says he hasn't talked to Bannon, quote, as of yet, unquote. Now, that's the shot across the bow that you have to give to people if you're going to move them to the right. House moderates, who started calling themselves governing conservatives, that's an interesting term they've adopted for themselves, seem particularly unsettled by Bannon's crusade and anti-incumbent efforts by other conservative groups. And they're ready for, they're anticipating a fight. The Senate has 33 seats at stake next November, including 8 held by Republicans. It's also the realm of Mitch McConnell. So, And of course, the really bright news, the wonderful news, let me see if whether I can remember this. Out of those 33 seats that are at stake on November, whatever, the first Tuesday of November 2018, of those 33, let me remember, I believe, well, only 8 are held by Republicans, and 23 are held by Democrats, and 2 by independents in Vermont and Maine. And those are tantamount to Democrats. They vote Democrat. What's-his-face is one of them. And Bernie Sanders. So 25 seats at stake for the Democrats, only 8 for the Republicans. This is wonderful because it should end that the Republican narrow 52-48 margin in the Senate is widened. With such an opportunity, this is just serendipity, luck of the draw, that in this particular election, it's Democrats who are at stake and not Republicans. Let's go to our callers. And Rob in Illinois, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kelso, I'm a co-host with you for a few minutes here.
Sure.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's up? What's cooking?
Good. You know, not what I called about, but man, that phrase, drain the swamp. How are you draining a swamp when you're actually making it thicker? And I'll refer to his latest nominee for HHS, Tom Price's former position, where he's got an ex-pharmaceutical executive or CEO, whichever he is, appointed for this position. You know, a guy that just wants to be for Big Pharma. How is that draining the swamp? Your thoughts.
Well, the good point, Rob. Something that we will see. Steve Bannon has said it'll be a slugfest all of the way for all 8 years of the Trump presidency, and each position will have to be battled over. Trump has made some nominations that are lousy ones. He's made some great ones. What is our role, Rob, yours, mine, and Steve Bannon's? Our role is just as you're doing right now, point out a bad one and then slug it out. And we've won on a number of those contests. Donald Trump, first of all, he's not omniscient. He is beleaguered. He's surrounded. He's having to function in the middle of the swamp. There a point there I heard talked about this weekend. There's a, I think it's called a Class C appointment. The Obama Class C appointments are still all over the place in the executive branch, and they all need to be replaced. So, but those Class C appointments, they're doing all sorts of things like proposing nominees that are bad choices and so on, giving bad advice. Is Donald Trump, is everything that he's done been perfect?
One thing of receiving bad advice, someone coming up front and giving you bad advice, it's another to accept that bad advice. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong about that.
How far does he have to dig in to learn if this guy was a pharmaceutical executive and the pharmaceutical companies are one of our biggest, our top enemies in this country?
Yeah, the fact someone is a pharmaceutical executive does not mean anything. You may be more familiar with the particular appointment you're talking about, so shame on me. But I'm not qualified to talk about it, so I can't answer
you. Can I give you an example?
Well, hang on. Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you an example. Right now, we're faced with this opioid epidemic, which we know is connected to Afghanistan, the $1.5 trillion a year industry coming out of there. Doubling the production from last year to 10 kilotons of heroin coming out of Afghanistan right now. It's doubled its production from last year. Okay,
yes.
Now these pharmaceutical companies love these opioids, which are pushing on the American public. There's 4.3 billion prescriptions wrote every year for a total of 308 million Americans. So that's about 13 prescriptions per year per man, woman, and child. Now, We have these opioid addictions coming on because they're playing this game where they write these, you got a headache, there's an opioid script.
Well, okay, but hang on, Rob, we're getting lost in the detail here. My turn.
Go ahead.
Your overall point is that Donald Trump has not hit a home run on every single appointment, and you're using one example, which may be a good one, I don't know, that he hasn't hit a home run. Hang on. So the my point is this. Donald Trump, you know, has done so much for you, your future, your kids, your children, your descendants, your relatives. He's done so much for your people, more than every other president in the history of the United States combined, that I am not, here's my procedure on evaluating Donald Trump. Step number one, on Thanksgiving Day or shortly thereafter, right here, I give thanks for the best thing that ever happened to me, my family, and my racial people, my family, in my lifetime. I give thanks for that. There's no question, hands down, case closed. Donald Trump is that already with less than a year under his belt. Now, where he has faltered or where he's had bad advice or where he's made a mistake, I love the idea of Ann Coulter. She does it. Laura Ingraham, she does it. Sean Hannity, he does it. Where Donald Trump could get better advice, okay, from the peanut gallery, let's give that advice. But always in the context of this man. And it's not even close. What he's done for you, Rob, is greater than all the other presidents combined. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, John Adams, Adam all together. So that's my approach, Rob.
George Washington's an original. You can't add him to that. You could say the best since George Washington, because George Washington is the first, and what he did was pretty great, period.
Okay. Oh, thank you. He's my second cousin. I'm a second cousin to George Washington. But the
he's related to everybody, Kelso.
Well, not really. His great-grandfather, Washington, is my great-grandfather. So not everybody traces to a Washington.
Adams. You're related to Adams, too, right?
Yes, I am. John Adams and John Quincy, of course. And and Thomas Jefferson. And Donald Trump, through his mother. McLeod, his mother, is a Scots woman. She was born in Scotland. Very interesting. She was born in Scotland, and her first language that she learned before English was Gaelic in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland as a McLeod. And but that's my approach, Robin, is that, and then I don't know where you stand on this yourself, but I always want to keep things in a balance. So let's say I spend an hour of a radio show picking apart mistakes that Donald Trump, or what I think are mistakes that he's made. At the end of that hour, I've basically sort of just raked my audience over the coals, making them think, well, Donald Trump's not doing a good job, and
And I didn't say that.
No, I didn't say. I didn't say.
You know,
that's what,
you
I
know
said.
What I tell people? I tell people Donald Trump is our beachhead, but it is up to us. This guy is standing up there. He's got a position. He's got the highest position in the land. But it is up to us. He's waiting for us. I see him looking to his left, looking to his right, looking over his shoulder. He's looking around, and when he's doing this, he's looking at us. What are we doing? Because he can't do this by himself. It is totally up to us, because we can't do this by ourselves. We have to fight these NWO, Agenda 21 seekers, communists. We have to be fighting them on the ground level. Donald Trump can only do so much up there. But I agree with you. He is the best chance we have at this time, because if it was any other way, we'd be absolutely going in an entirely worse off direction. Okay. Whether it be Hillary or any other of those communists, okay? But yes, this is a guy, you can go back all the way through, you could go like to Kennedy. Kennedy was maybe the last person that was actually going to try and make a positive difference. Everybody after that, give Carter a little bit of a break, but the Bushes, the criminal Bushes, the criminal Clintons, the criminal Obama, you know, the rest of them, and all the rest of them. The whole AIPAC, right and left party of all of our Congress, because that's what they are. They are the AIPAC party, the right and the left side, are all against us. We're fighting for every day our independent, liberty-loving lives here. Otherwise, we are doomed. We are going to go to the way of Europe and Sweden and all that mess that they got over there that they're trying to push off of here every single moment of the day. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Well said. Well said, Rob. I agree with all of that. And the I'm glad to hear your approach is the same as mine and so many other people listening to the show. That's why we created the show, The Trump Phenomenon. When we created this show, there were lots of people who said, no, it can't happen. It's impossible. Trump can't make it. There are other people that said, well, he's not the real deal. Whether he makes it or not, he's not the real deal. It's all going to be a fraud. Other people said, well, if he gets elected, he'll get assassinated. Other people, and this is sort of the naysayers I'm saying, other people said, if he gets elected, as soon as he gets in office, he'll betray us all like so many others have done. So all these different possibilities. We said on this show, obviously we don't have a crystal ball, but my intuition, listening to the man, studying him, listening, am I hearing an honest man? Is this guy real? Is he a real American, as one of the listeners said? And I concluded, he is. And that created this show, and it turns out, well, the intuition was right. Thank you, Rob, for calling. We'll be right back with Laura in Michigan and David in Massachusetts right after this break.
Let's keep them honest.
All right. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, folks. thanks for tuning us in. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. You're on the air, Laura.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow,
hi, Laura.
Hi. Tomorrow, Judge Moore is going to have a rally in Fort Payne, Alabama. I don't know what time or anything. That should be good. He brought out Charles Barkley for the other guy. Charles Barkley was just on TV and said, besides everything else that Roy Moore is, he's a white nationalist. Yeah, I'm sure Charles Barkley doesn't care about his race, right?
Yes, and you mentioned this is good news. You say a Roy Moore rally in Fort Payne, Alabama?
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow. I think, you know, if memory serves, I think that's the hometown of the band Alabama. I think it's up there in northeast Alabama. Yeah, not far from Chattanooga and I'll look it up in just a second here, but I think that's where Alabama hails from. And so that's real patriot country there in those foothills. That's Appalachia there. So uh-huh. that's going to be one heck of a rally. And I'm going to look during the course of the show today, Laura. I'll try to find the latest poll, but the last three or four polls in Alabama have been very favorable to Roy Moore. And this is going to be something, you know, we'll celebrate it right here. I don't know what day of the week December 12th is. But we'll celebrate a Roy Moore victory right here on the air, and it'll send a shockwave through, you know, if it happens, it'll send a shockwave.
Fox keeps reporting he's 8 points down. That's what they keep reporting.
Okay.
They're so bad. Keep calling Judge Moore alleged pedophile and all that. I've just about broke my TV about four times. I've been so mad about this. What they've done to him, you know. And I want to talk for just a minute here about Russia. You know, everything's Russia's bad, Russia this, Russia that. Well, I've been mulling it over, and I figured out what was wrong with Russia, why they keep saying all these things. Because Russia is the largest Christian nation at this point. As you know, most of Europe, except Eastern Europe, is post-Christian, and half the United States is actually post-Christian. So the Antichrist people who want to have a one-world government, who's in their way? The largest Christian nation in the world is their stumbling block.
Well,
that's
why they
hate what?
Yeah. Well, you're right about Russia being a stumbling block for the New World Order globalist elites. Another such nation is Poland, for the same reason you describe, a little bit smaller, 40 million people. Russia is not the giant that it was back when I was a kid. But we'll talk about that. I'll see if I can get a story about those nations right after this break. Laura, hang on. We'll come right back with you and David in Massachusetts.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling.
Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to